In 2023, a Delaware state trooper punched a handcuffed 15-year-old and fractured his eye socket for pulling a door knock prank at his house. WHYY's Chris Barish reports that now the teen and two friends are suing Dempsey Walters, state police, and other cops and agencies for the violent armed response.
The kids were playing Ding Dong Ditch, ring someone's doorbell, bang or kick the door, and bolt. Walters was on duty when his girlfriend told him what happened. So Walters rushed home while reporting a home invasion on police radios. Then he punched the 15-year-old boy and broke his orbital bone, pulled another from the boy's home, and caused a third to be detained for more than 2 hours. Walters pleaded guilty last year to assault, deprivation of civil rights, and other offenses. He served 9 months in prison and is on probation. Lawyer Chris Johnson represents the three victims, two of whom are now adults. He said Walters, state police, and other cops from the Newcastle County, Newport, and Ellesmere forces must be held accountable too. Some have not yet been identified.
We also had other officers, some we know of and some we don't even know their names yet, who may have acted and or aided and abetted the torture of our clients. We haven't had access to the full footage from that day.
Johnson said the teen whose eye socket was fractured is struggling in school and can no longer play baseball. He said all three victims remain traumatized over the police response to a harmless prank.
They've tried to move on, but unfortunately the traumatic effects of this occurrence 2 years ago is still plaguing them.
The three are seeking unspecified damages. State police said they could not comment on an active legal matter. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.